Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. From the Weekly Planet, it's Nick Mason!
Hey, Steel, it's great to be here. Now, question for you, how well did you sleep last night?
I slept pretty well.
Really? Okay. Because yeah. You've been... So, I slept like a baby last night because this is going to be exciting, but I'm not invested in it. But the Rogue One teaser trailer came out. What time last night? Like midnight-ish?
Oh, it was super early.
Yeah, okay.
It was about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So we should point out, this is the day after.
This is 11:08.
So it's been out for a half a day.
Yep.
And
you haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, because I have got a service to the listeners of the podcast.
Yes.
We did it all through The Force Awakens where I would podcast while watching the teasers for the first time.
Love it.
It is tradition. It's a world famous tradition. And by saying that, I did get tweets from other places in the world.
Yes. Well, you've had to turn off all your devices. This is the second start of the podcast. You've had to turn off your computer and your phone and your iPad and all sorts because you're just getting tweets of like, Steel, you're the guy for this. You'll need to know this thing that I thought of about the trailer.
Well, I just did get a message that I just looked at it quickly. And, did you see it yet? And so I've been off social media for 12 hours, which has been... really, like, I've got such a natural... Like, I've gone to check my Twitter out of mindless habit about 10 times this morning and just like, had to drop it.
Yeah.
So, I'm clear. Mm. So, we're going to watch the teaser for Rogue One. It's very exciting. Now, Nick Mason.
Yes.
What do you know about Rogue One?
Well, I have seen the preview to the teaser. So that came out yesterday. So that's pretty exciting. I know Felicity Jones is in it.
Yes,
that's in the teaser. We got some sand, and we got a black stormtrooper. We got a stormtrooper with black armor. That's it. That's all I've got. Felicity Jones. Now we're talking over this, right? Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't think we should describe what happens first.
Okay.
We'll just watch it.
Okay.
And let's, don't feel like you have to talk.
Okay, cool. All right. Here we go. For any listeners who've come from my podcast to listen to this, I know I've come out vehemently against reaction videos and reaction podcasts in the past. Like, I've really had a go, but I'm just going back on it. It's what I do sometimes.
But we're not filming ourselves.
No, that's true, yeah. Are we not? Is there not a little...
No. Nah.
Okay, should we though? No, let's not do it. Okay, good. All right, here we go.
We've pressed play, you guys.
The little spinny thing is happening.
State your name for the record.
Jyn Erso.
Forgery of imperial documents. Possession of stolen property.
Oh. Yavin.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
On your own from the age of 15.
There we go. Very exciting.
This is a rebellion, isn't it? I rebel.
It is looking great so far, let me tell you. It's very...
Is she in a car? Ah! Oh!
The major weapons test is imminent.
Oh!
Oh, boy. We're starting early.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
bomb droid.
There we go.
Mendelsohn!
Australia's own Ben Mendelsohn. Forrest Whitaker, I didn't know he was in this. They're in a subway.
Yes! Yes!
What will you become?
There's a little internet meme.
Oh, yes.
That is titled "Take My Money, Please."
Yes. And Steele...
I would like to post that.
Oh, yeah. Steele has some dollar bills in his hand and he's throwing them at the screen. You're very excited.
Oh, my God.
That was very good. I like that a lot. It looked like a crisp, the sheen of The Force Awakens, but it had that very retro kind of...
I've always wondered what AT-ATs did on vacation.
Yeah, that's right. They storm a little beach, don't they? They have a little...
They need a little Hawaiian shirt.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Great, right?
I'm thrilled.
Worth the wait?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. Now let's go over it frame by frame for 2 hours. Here we go. Here we go.
That's James's job.
Yeah, that's true. He'll find some things we missed. Well, look, I'm excited for Australia's own Ben Mendelsohn. It's nice to see him getting some high profile work after plugging away for 20 years.
I've got a letter from Ben Mendelsohn.
I do remember. Yeah.
From the Force Awakens, yeah. The live reaction podcast.
Yeah.
A mutual friend of yeah. Ben Mendelsohn organized for him to write me a little congratulations.
Very good.
And on Star Wars and the wedding.
Should you now go back and reread that to see if there's any clues to the teaser in it? Because I feel there might be. Maybe he said, you know, hopefully you have a great time at your wedding still. And now you'll be like, he wasn't stuttering. That's real.
It's so unfair the advantage they have that we love all those images.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Anytime there's like a, they might even like anytime that they're filming, they're looking at the dailies. They're like, we need an episode 4 moment in here. Just throw in a little droid in there in the background. Throw in a TIE fighter spinning through the sky and then exploding, you know.
What do you think for the layperson?
Yes.
That, you know, they go to the cinema, they uh-huh. enjoy their films.
Yes.
And they don't listen to Star Wars podcasts or visit Star Wars websites.
Uh-huh.
They're just going in to
They've
see.
They've never been on the Star Wars ride at Disneyland.
No, or they may have.
Maybe they've done it. They
do. You know, they've got the DVDs at home.
Uh-huh.
Does it say what the film's about and where it's set? Are people going to say, "Oh my God, they're building a fourth Death Star"?
Oh, that's a good
Where's
question.
Where's
yeah. Rey? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Trying to think if there's a very, because we just saw Mon Mothma, the return of Mon Mothma.
True,
but
true.
Like, does the layperson know who that is? I don't know if
you'd have to.
Oh, I don't know.
If you've got Star Wars on DVD,
yep,
you know who Mon Mothma is.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Many Bothans died to bring her a sweet quote.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. When we see the Death Star at the end of 3, isn't it fully assembled?
No.
Isn't it? Okay, it's not.
No,
okay.
It's just a frame.
Okay.
It's just a skeleton.
Okay, right. Because they're putting the Death Star laser on in this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, you know, when you go into a scene and the girl's just putting on her underpants. You just missed the good bit.
Yeah, that's right.
We just missed seeing the Death Star's vagina.
I was going to look for a metaphor, but why would you? I guess that's... Yeah, okay. I feel that has the feel of like episode four. It doesn't feel like episodes. Like, again, it looks. It's got like the sort of this crisp clarity of like a modern, of like a 2016 film.
Completely agree, but it looks like they've gone back to 1976 and filmed it on new cameras.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Should we do a play and pause?
Okay, let's do that.
Or a play through.
Let's do a play and pause. Play and pause. And then we can really dig at it.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.